Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and this music comes from the new album by the band Pure Bathing Culture. They may be from Portland, Oregon, but their music is full of sounds we usually associate with Southern California. Even their name suggests dreamy, bubbly pop. Pure Bathing Culture is here in the Soundcheck studio to play for us, and they'll start with a song called Dream the Dare.
See you.
Song's called Dream the Dare. You'll find it on the new album by the band Pure Bathing Culture. The record is called Moon Tides. It's out now. And the band playing live here in the Soundcheck studio. Let me introduce you to Pure Bathing Culture. Dan Hindman on guitar. Sarah Versprill playing keyboards and singing. Zach Tillman on bass. Brian Wright behind the drums. And while this is the first time that Pure Bathing Culture has been on Soundcheck, Sarah, for you and Dan, it's a return visit.
It is, yeah.
You guys were here with Vetiver a couple of years back.
Yeah.
Now, the album you were doing then, I mean, Vetiver was known as a folk, or more specifically, a psychedelic folk band, but that was a pop, more pop-leaning record.
So that was for Aaron Charm?
Hmm?
Was that for the Aaron,
Charms, yes. Yep. So, you know, were you already headed in this direction, or did that album kind of steer you guys in the direction of what is now Pure Bathing Culture?
Yeah, I think everything we did with Vetiver was influencing us, you know. I don't know if it, like, steered us in this direction, mm-hmm. But that's hard. I hear, because there is a lot of, like, textures on that record. But at the same time, I would be the first person to admit that I wasn't really responsible for the conception of those textures. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's interesting thinking about it like that. I guess we were influenced in that way. I mean, I was participated in playing them, a lot of, like, the Volume Swell stuff. And,
right, because, you know, and especially, Dan, your participation in that record, a lot of it was not recognizable as electric guitar. It was really atmospheric stuff that you were doing.
There was a lot of that, yeah.
Right, which is a big part of the sound of this band now as well.
Definitely.
What about the name Pure Bathing Culture? I mean, in our culture, nothing is pure. Everything is all mixed up. Are we meant to take that ironically?
No.
Not at all.
No, I think more things should be pure. I mean, I'm sure we'll be criticized for, you know, having our hearts too much on our sleeves, but, you know, we believe in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is not your first record. This is the second record as Pure Bathing
this
Culture.
This is our first full-length.
Full-length,
we had
right?
a four-song EP.
And have people leveled that accusation at you, that you're wearing your hearts on your sleeves?
Man, people, we've been really lucky. People have said everything, good and bad, at this point in time. So it's...
Yeah, it's been interesting reading what everyone has to say.
Well, this album, Moontides, I mean, the title of the album itself suggests that this might be a little darker, a little more nocturnal or dreamy than that first set of EP songs. Do you hear it that way?
Yeah, I think we do. I think everything that we've been through in the last couple of years with just starting this band and the process, there's been so much joy in it, and also so much crazy energy happening. And I think that this record is definitely just sort of like a culmination of all of that experience over the years.
Mm-hmm. I'm probably not the first person to tell you this, but there are parts of this record that remind me of the Cocteau Twins from the 80s. You know, mm-hmm. Your voice, Sarah, is very much awash in reverb, bathing, maybe I should say, in
sure.
reverb, and kind of, you know, mixed down with the rest of the instruments, mm-hmm. the way the Cocteau Twins did with Elizabeth Fraser's voice back in the 80s. When you got into the studio with Richard Swift, who's worked with The Shins and Foxygen and all these other bands, what was the idea? Did you have something where you said to him, "This is what we want"?
Yeah, we had the songs and the basic building blocks of the sound of the band really, really together. You know, in terms of the way the guitars sounded and sort of Sarah's vocal concept and the songs, which for this record were really still very, very simplistic songs. You know, we basically just recorded the record really fast. I mean, mm-hmm. Richard has a way of, as a certain sound that he gets as an engineer, a really awesome vibey sound. And we basically recorded like a song a day for about 10 days, and then we were done.
And the result is this new record called Moontides from the band Pure Bathing Culture. They're playing tonight at Glasslands Gallery at 11 p.m. Yeah. And playing for us here live on Soundcheck today. You want to do Pendulum next?
Yes.
All right. Once again, it's Pure Bathing Culture live on Soundcheck.
Thank you.
Once again, live music from the band Pure Bathing Culture here in the Soundcheck studio. That's their song Pendulum. It's on their new album called Moontides, which is out now. They're playing at Glasslands Gallery in Brooklyn tonight, 11 p.m., and playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio. Up next is another song. This one is called Twins. Once again, this is Pure Bathing Culture live on Soundcheck. That's called Twins from the band Pure Bathing Culture live in the Soundcheck studio. The new album's called Moontides. It is out now. Dan Hindman on guitar, Sarah Versprill playing keyboards and singing, Zach Tillman on bass, Brian Wright on drums. And Sarah, I mentioned before the British band Cocteau Twins, mm-hmm. but a lot of other critics have been mentioning California bands, from the Laurel Canyon folks to people like Don Henley and stuff. And you guys recently recorded a version of the Fleetwood Mac song Dreams.
Yeah.
So is that, are you kind of planting your flag and saying, yes, this is... This is an influence, an inspiration?
Well, for sure Fleetwood Mac is an inspiration and an influence on us. But for as far as Dreams go, we were super lucky to be asked to record the song for a comp that Mojo Magazine put out. When they asked us to do it, we didn't know what song they were going to say ask us to do, and we found out it was going to be that one, and we were just so excited. It's one of the greatest songs.
We're actually going to hear a little bit of your version of the Fleetwood Mac song Dreams to wrap things up. Dan, Sarah, Brian, and Zach, thank you guys so much for coming in and playing for us today.
Thank you for having
us. Thanks for having us, John.
The band is Pure Bathing Culture, and this is Soundcheck.
Now here.